2016, whether you are still loving and digging 2015, we are going to move forward, all right? We are going to go into 2016, and I'm going to share with us a quick word today. A quick word today before we go into challenge us, you know, to spur us forward. And it's called what will you say? What then will you say? You know, it's the end of the year, and there are many things that we can say. You know, when you come up to someone, it's like, hey, how was your year? How was it? Some people say, oh, you know, it was an okay year, you know. You know, like, it was a slow year, everything was fine, or it was a good year, or maybe some of the hottest topics start coming out, right? Oh yeah, this year, you know, this person got together, or this person broke up, or maybe, you know, you watch Miss Universe World and Miss Colombia won. Oh no, I'm sorry, it's Miss Philippines who won. You know, you ask people questions and you're like, how's your year going? You talk about different things, who's going places, okay? Who watched Star Wars this year? Who thought Star Wars was amazing this year? May the froth be with you, you know? We got so much stuff and so many questions, and we got so many responses. Hear this. This is what Singaporeans like to say when I come up and ask them, hey, how's your year? And they say, oh, very busy year, very fast year. You know, like the time really, really, very fast. Like I realized that, I don't know what happened, like this year is just exceptionally fast, you know? And this is a very common response to the year. Response to the year. Some of us would say, hey, I don't want this year to come. See, we are always responding. And as we end this year, what will you say? What can you say? What can you say about your year? Is it important of what, how we respond to it? Let's turn in our Bibles, and we got it on the screens today. Romans chapter 8, verses 29 to 32. Romans chapter 8, verses 29 to 32. It reads, for those God foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And those He predestined, He also called. Those He called, He justified. Those He justified, He glorified. Verse 31, what then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare His only Son, but gave Him for all of us, how will He also not, along with Him, graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who then is the one who condemns? No one. Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, it is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. God is praying for us. Let's jump down in our Bibles, Numbers chapter 14, verse 8 and 9. It says, if the Lord is pleased with us, He will lead us into that land, a land flowing with milk and honey, and will give it to us. Only do not rebel against the Lord. Do not be afraid of the people of the land, because we will devour them. Their protection is gone, but the Lord is with us. Do not be afraid of them. Everybody say, what will you say? Come on, responses. You see, the thing about heaven, going through all that you've had in 2015 and this being the last service, you know, I really felt God put in my heart about what kind of response we should have moving into 2016. And this, in Romans chapter 8, verse 31, it challenges us and says, hey, despite everything else that has gone on, despite all these things, what then shall you say? How will you respond today? You know, we all respond. Whether you're quiet and you don't respond, if someone asks you a question, you're kind of still answering. You know, your quietness could mean, oh, I don't really know, or I'm not too sure, or I don't want to answer you. You know, you are responding. And sometimes even our response, it could be a right response, or it even could be a wrong response. You know, there's so many responses that we can have today, even moving forward into the next year as we come to the end of this year. And today, I want to let you know that your response, young person, has the power to influence and change the environment or the situation around you. It has the power to access what God has promised for you moving into 2016. Now, you may have had the worst year of 2015, right? You may have had the most horrible year. You may, you know, you didn't do so well in your grades. Who here is 12 years old? Show of hands real quick. 12 going 13, a whole bunch of you guys. Man, so many of you here. So many of you. You're going into secondary school next year, all right? And you got your secondary school postings and you're like, oh man, you know, I don't know if I want to go into that school and you're so scared. And today, you know, the question is, what are we going to say about moving into 2016? How we respond? You know, in Numbers chapter 14, verse 9, it talked about how Joshua had a response. This story about the 12 spies. You know, God had given Israelites a promise. God had given Israelites a promised land and say, you are going to inherit this promised land. I'm going to send you forward. You're going to have this, all these blessings, all these amazing, a place to stay, security. And so here he was. They sent in 12 spies to go in. And what happened was we had 10 spies that came back. And they didn't have a right response. They didn't have a right response to what they saw. You know, but in Numbers chapter 14, verse 9, the 10 spies were talking about how, you know, God, I know you said you called us here, but everything looks so big, God. Everything looks so scary. They look like giant grasshoppers. You know, everything is bigger than us. We can't do it. We can't go into that promised land. We can't go into that thing that God has called us to. But amidst these 12 spies, there were two spies that came out. There were two spies that said this. They said, hey, you know what? If the Lord is pleased with us, He will lead us into that land and He will give it to us. Do not be afraid of the people because we will devour them. The Lord is with us. The Lord is with us. Hey, you know what? No matter what you've been through, as we move forward, God is with you. And that should be our response today. Don't let what you've experienced last year, this year, okay, moving forward. Don't let what you experienced this year affect what you will say moving forward. We need to end this year with the right response. We need to have the right response. And it's a declaration today, young person. In a few minutes, we're going to come out. We're going to just exalt the Lord. We're going to just say, God, this is our response today. God, that you said in your word, God, that we have been called by you, that we have been chosen by you. And that's why I'm going to say, God, no matter what I face, no matter what I have faced, God, you are for me. You are not against me. And I know whatever is going to come to me in 2016, hey, you've got my back. You've gone ahead of me. And we're going to have that declaration today. It's a declaration of moving forward. It's a declaration of faith. It's a declaration of our identity. See, this declaration today is found in the fact that we are children of God. Turn to your neighbor and say, hey, you're a child of God. It stems in the fact of who you are. It says in Romans 8:31, right? If God is for us, it talks about identity. The person who wrote this book knew that God was for him. If we read verse 30, it talks about how God has chosen, God has predestined, and God has called you. If God has called you, God will equip you. God is for us. We need to know this. Everything about this declaration is found in the fact that we are children of God. Come on, it's found in the fact that God has chosen us. It's found in the fact that God loves us. And that's why we understand that who I am, and I understand that if God is my Heavenly Father, then He can. That He can. Come on, we understand that whatever He promised, what God has promised you. You know, you walked through life, you started 2015 and you had so many of these dreams that God had put in your heart. Or maybe you started 2015 and you had so many of these goals that you wanted to reach. You know, young person, even if you didn't meet them, if you didn't hit them, or maybe, you know, your connect group wasn't as fruitful as you thought it would be, God's plan and God's purpose and God's fruitfulness in His plan for you has never changed. It's still good. It's still good. And you know what? Today we can understand and we can know that He can. That no matter what you've been through, no matter how long it is, He can still come through. Come on, say He can. He can. I am. He can. He will bring it to accomplishment. He is powerful. The Lord is with us. We do not need to be afraid. And we know that if God is for us, who can be against us? I know that moving into 2016, I can do whatever God has called me to do. And that's where it comes. Our response should be, hey, God, let's go. Come on, hey, God, let's go. It's a faith response to say, God, I'm going to go and I'm going to take whatever you've called me to do. I'm not going to look at my past. God is for me. I am His child. It means no matter what I face, no matter what I will face, I will be sure God will come through. Come on, if you're here today, you're not a Christian, I want to let you know that God is for you. He's not against you. If you're here today, you see people celebrating Christmas. One of the reasons why we celebrate, Christians celebrate Christmas, is because Jesus came. We had sin in our lives. We were separated from God because He was holy and we were not. We were hostile to the presence of God. And that brought a separation. That brought like a divide. But God, out of His own grace, and because God loved you, and because God is for you, come on, He sent His one and only Son, Jesus, to die on the cross for your sin. And He sent Him in the body of a child in a manger, and He says, hey, I love you so much. I give you everything. I'm going to give you my very best. And He's going to pay the price for your sin. This is why we celebrate Christmas. This is why I know God is on my side. Come on, you could have been going through life and you're like, nothing is on my side. The teachers are not on my side. You know, the traffic is not on my side. The transportation system is not on my side. Nothing's going well for me. I still don't understand. But can I let you know that God has a great plan for your life? And God loves you and He is for you. He is not against you. You say, yes, sir, I got so much sin. It's okay. God is for you. That's why He sent Jesus and He wants to bring you close. In a few minutes, I'm going to open up the altars. If that's you today, you lift up your hands and I'll pray for you, because God wants to let you know that He loves you so much and He wants you to experience the love of His Son. Come on, God is for you. Three things before we respond today. What do we do? What do we do with this fact that we know that our God is for us? We got to get our eyes on God. We got to get our eyes on God. You see, the spies, the 12 spies that were sent out, 10 of them came back with a report. And the report was a natural report. They literally saw it. They saw giants, you know, there was hostile. These guys were on the enemy side. The promise that God had for them, there was a resistance there. And they said that, hey, you know, even though God has called us, I don't think we can go in there. I don't think we can fulfill that, whatever God has called us. Because they used their natural eyes to see the spiritual promise. Their circumstance became bigger than the God they served. But Joshua and Caleb, the two spies that say, God is for us, God is with us, they fixed their eyes on God. They saw with their spiritual eyes what they could possess in the natural because God was for them. Come on, they saw the exact same thing, but the others saw. And many times, you know, you need to see certain things differently by fixing your eyes on God. Let God become the bigger thing. Let God become the bigger solution. Let Him become the one that begins to say, God, whatever you say, I will do. It doesn't matter what obstacles that I'm going to face. God, you can come through for me today. If you want to dominate the natural, you want to dominate 2016, you need to fix your eyes on God and you need to see what God is showing. Come on, in the spirit today, having the right perspective affects our response. Come on, the second thing, and we're going to close soon. It says that we need to speak to our challenges. We need to speak to our challenges. There are past challenges that we have. You know, when it says that in Romans 8:31, what then shall we say in response to these things? It says, what shall we say in response to knowing who we are in Christ? But it also, you know, if we bring it back to the context of Numbers 14, what then shall we say in response to the resistance? What then shall we say to the giants in the land? What then shall we say to the response of the medical report that your parents received? What shall we say to the response of the low income and this month was just hard on cash? What then shall we say to the response that I didn't get good results? Or maybe I didn't see fruit in my life? What then shall be my response if I have failure in my life? Come on, what then shall be my response if I have fear? And past year, you know, I just didn't make it. I didn't quite make the cut. There were things that were just pulling me down. There were burdens. What then shall be my response? If God is for us, then who can be against us? And we need to speak to our circumstance. We need to speak to these challenges and say, hey, you know what? Even if you got me down in this year, moving forward, I'm going to declare today that God is going to be for me. Come on, young person, God is going to be for me. He's not against you. You are a child of God, and He has a great plan for your life. What challenges are there? It speaks to us, right? There are things that you want to see that are taking a while to come to pass. Maybe you are from secondary 2, you're going to secondary 3. That's a big jump. Your P6, you're going to a new secondary school. It's just a big jump. And you do not know what to do the first day of school. Whether you should get your skirt high up, or you know, should tie it up. Or I remember even in secondary school, we folded like our uniforms, and then we put this like, how do you call it? Like there's this, oh, to try it like, okay, I would stop here. I don't give you the wrong ideas. You know, you're so scared about what is coming up ahead, the future. There's worries about the future. You're not too sure where you're going to go. It speaks to you. You know, it brings fear into your life. But young person, can I tell you today that the right response should be that if God is for you, come on, nothing can be against you. I know that I can face that situation and say, hey, you've got nothing on me today. God is on my side. It says we need to tell the enemy to take back his lies. Come on, we need to tell him to take back his lies today. He loves to sow doubt. He loves to sow disappointment. He loves to amplify your weakness. He loves to amplify your insecurities. He says, hey, you're not a child. You don't make it. You don't make the cut. You know, he magnifies, or maybe you committed a sin and you just can't seem to forgive yourself, your condemnation in your life. Or the enemy says, hey, you're too small. You're too small. You don't have it in you. You don't have it in you. But today, can I tell you, young person, that whatever God tells you, that whatever the enemy throws at you, you know, if he, throw me something. Like, okay, no, throw me the bag. With Toblerone in it. Oh, okay. He throws it at you. You know, he says you're weak, you're useless, you can't do this. Come on, you're not qualified enough. You don't have the ability to take hold of what God has called you to do. You are insecure. You will always be insecure. Your personality is not the going out kind. And he throws things at you. He throws lies at you. But today, we have this verse and we stand firm on the promises of God. And we say, hey, enemy, you know, what then shall we say? Come on, but if you're here today for the very first time, you do not know Jesus as your personal Lord, as a Savior, as a friend, I want to extend this opportunity for you today. You do not even know that God is for you. You always think that God is hostile. He's some faraway person. But I'm so glad you made it to the edge today, because I have this opportunity to let you know that God loves you, that He knows every single detail of your life. And so if you're here today, you do not know Jesus, I want to extend this opportunity for you. All across this room today, heads bowed and eyes closed. You say, Esther, that's me. That's me. I do not know. And I do not know what's ahead. I do not know what I have in my future. Esther, you don't understand. At home, it's crazy. I've got so much worries. You know, I can't seem to cope with everything that's going on. But there's something in your heart today is stirring, because the Holy Spirit is here and He wants to let you know that He is for you. All you need to do is to trust in Him. And so as I count to three, I want you to begin to lift up your hands and say, "Hey, Esther, that's me. I want to accept Jesus into my heart today." Come on, if that's you, one, if that's you in this place, do not miss this opportunity today. Christmas, it's all about Jesus. And Jesus loves you so much. He wants to let you know that He's crazy about you. He wants to let you know that He thinks about you. He wants to come into your life. He wants to be with you and give you victory in your heart too. Come on today, without any hesitation, you lift up your hand and you say, "Esther, that's me. I want to receive Jesus into my heart." Come on, no hesitation today. Three, all across this room with heads bowed and eyes closed. Come on, no one looking around. If that's you, you say, "I want to receive Jesus. I want to know that God is for me. I want to accept what He's given as in His Son." Come on, all across this room today. No one looking around, from the front to the back. You lift up your hand and you can put it down again. Maybe you say, "Esther, I'm so far from God. I don't think I can come back. I don't think I deserve this gift that you're talking about." Hey, it's okay. It's okay. God knows and He understands. He died on the cross for you even before He knew that you would commit any sin. Come on, there's no condemnation in God today. If that's you in this place, you lift up your hand and you put it down again so that I can see that hand and I can pray for you. Is there anyone? Is there anyone? Is there anyone? Come on, one last chance today, all across this room. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Come on, this is what I want us to do. Let us stand to our feet today. I believe that God wants to release a supernatural grace today to accomplish what He has called us to do in 2016. This is the last service of 2015. Last service of 2015. And you know what? What then shall we say? What then shall we say? Are we going to say, "God, no matter what we've been through, You are for us"? Are we going to have the right response today? Are we going to just speak? Are we going to get our eyes on God? Are we going to speak to our circumstance to let it know? I'm going to speak and tell the enemy, "Hey, you have no right. Take back everything that you've given, because God is on my side today." Come on, this is how we're going to end today. We're going to declare. We're going to come before God. I believe we're going to come before God and say, "God, You are for us. God, there is no one like You." Come on, we're going to come before God and tell Him and begin to declare all His promises in our lives today. We're going to thank Him for all He's done. Come on, we're going to lift Him up today. And in a bit, we're going to speak to our challenge. Come on, we're going to speak to our enemy. And we're going to make that commitment to respond and say, "God, we're going to go. We're going to have faith and we're going to believe that we can do everything through Christ who gives me strength." Come on, let's sing this song in response.
And greater is the One who sent us. Greater is the One who calls our name. He will never fail. He sings stronger. Stronger is the One who fights for us. He
you can overcome. The God who's sovereign and who's bigger than every other situation. Let faith arise today. Come on, if you know how to speak in the spirit, you know how to pray in tongues. Come on, let's just begin to pray. Let's just begin to exalt God today. God, I exalt you. Lord, there is no one like you. God, you lead us in a victorious procession. God, and we declare today, God, that you are greater. God, that you are stronger. There is no one like you, God. There is no one like you, God. Father, we get our eyes. We fix our eyes upon you today. We fix our eyes upon you today. God, we don't want to look back today. Oh, God, we want to look forward. God, that we see, God, that you are still good. God, that you still want to accomplish, God, the things that you've given. God, that you are a God of promises. You never shift and you never change. Oh, God, let faith arise in our hearts today. God, we fix our eyes upon you. We fix our eyes upon you. Thank you, Lord. Come on, this is what we want to do also in this place. Let's just begin to pray right now. Let's just begin to speak to our circumstance. What situation do you have? What fruitless situation do you face? Come on, what bad report is it that you got today? Let's just begin to tell that situation. Let's just begin to tell the enemy, hey, you have no right, because our God is fighting for us. Come on, right now, wherever you're at, without the music going crazy or anything, young person, could we lift up our voice today? Come on, let's just begin to speak to our situation. Come on, let's just begin to speak into that circumstance. It could be an AV group. It could be a connect group. It could be your life. You feel that maybe you're not going anywhere. Come on, tell that situation, hey, enough is enough. I am a child of God. God, you can do anything. God, I begin to put my faith in you today. Come on, young person, you lift up your voice. Shikara la 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 ma soria ma kiriandai. Oh, ra la 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 ma soriandai. Oh, ramayandai. Come on, this year, maybe it was a hard year. Maybe you faced so many doubts. Maybe the enemy was throwing darts at you. Darts. But you're going to tell the Lord. You say, tell the enemy, come on, begin to lift up that shield of faith today. Oh, rama kikara la la ma shira la ma soriandai. Come on, begin to speak life today. Come on, begin to speak life today. God, I speak healing today in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I speak fruitfulness right now in Jesus' name, because I know that my God is for me. God, I speak breakthrough today. Come on, I proclaim today that 2016 will be a year of breakthrough for your life. Come on, you tell the Lord today. Oh, come on, begin to speak. Oh, God, I begin to pray, Father. What then shall you say, young person? Come on, let's have the right response today. Oh, God, I put my faith in you. Oh, God, I lift up the situation to you. God, nothing is too hard for our God. Nothing is too difficult for our God. Oh, come on, nothing is too difficult for him. Today, let faith arise. Thank you, God. Come on. This is the last thing we want to do before we end today. Young person, let's declare today. Tell the Lord, say, God, I'm willing to go wherever you take me, and I'm going to go in faith because I know that you are for me, and I'm going to make this decision no matter what happens. God, I'm going to run, and I'm not going to be weary. I know, God, that I will walk, but I will not faint because you are for me.
Before we end tonight, I think what a great word Esther brought tonight, just to frame the end of this year and moving into next year. And what I felt like was this: I want to pray for one thing, and then we're going to close. We're gonna give away some prizes and stuff, and have a good time as we end, and just say goodbye to 2015 at the edge, say hello to 2016. And I just believe God always has more. Everyone say there's more. And I don't care how great 2015 was. I just believe 2016 is going to be better because God always has more. God can always outdo himself. He always goes above and beyond what we've seen. And so what I felt like is this, that actually I believe God wants to give you new faith for a new year. Everyone say new faith. Say new year. New faith for a new year. And there's so specifically what I felt like is there's some people in here, and I believe God tonight just wants to kind of wipe away like the residue of how things have been this year. That you can actually get to the end of a year and just be sort of in a mindset that you might not be just totally giving up or whatever, but you're just not really believing for a lot. You're just getting by. You're just existing. But you know, God always responds to faith. He looks for an attitude of faith. And anytime you and I just get into a mindset where we're just existing, we're just cruising, we've actually lost a dimension of faith. And I believe tonight, before you leave this place, in just a moment, God can actually put fresh faith in your heart, new faith for a new year. That in those areas of your life where you're just kind of putting up with it, and it's like, man, I just don't think I can get through this. I don't think I can change that. I can't really become this kind of person. And in those areas where you kind of just been cruising, I think God wants to come and just begin to raise the level of faith inside your heart, that you would have a faith mindset and a faith attitude. Can you say amen? And so if that's you tonight, you feel like, you know what, I want God to put new faith in my heart. Or maybe you're somebody that feels like, you know, some stuff's gone on, and I need God to just kind of wipe that away tonight. I need a fresh impartation of faith in my heart. Then nothing to be shy about, but if you want that, I want you just to lift your hand up high tonight, all right? And we're just going to ask God to do that right now, okay? Just a simple sign. It's not for me, but you're just giving a signal to God saying, yes, Lord, that's me. God, I want this in my heart. I can't even see you. They're blinding me with lights. So just lift your hand, that's you and God, and say, you know what? I want this new level of faith right now in my heart. And right where you're standing, I want you just to pray that simple prayer to God. Say, God, give me faith. Lord, give me a new level of faith. Come on, right now, young person, you just ask him, Lord, give me a new level of faith. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Father, right now we pray, God, that you would just begin to defeat every attack of the enemy, every lie, every thought that's brought us low, every discouragement, every weariness, Father, every residue, every weight and chain, we break right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we declare, Jesus, there is freedom in your name. God, there's no other name by which we're saved. So we lift up the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we declare your name is more than powerful enough to deliver us. God, you brought us out of sin. You can bring us out of every discouragement. You can bring us out of every, Lord, atmosphere in our lives. You can bring us out of every place where we're stuck and can't move forward. Lord, we pray tonight, let faith begin to arise. New faith for a new year. God, we pray that you begin to give promises to us. Speak into our heart, Father. Clarify things right now. Lord, if we make this prophetic declaration tonight that the old has gone and the new has come. Come on, the old has gone and the new has come. Oh, if you believe it, come on, give Jesus a clap and a shout tonight. Whoa! Yes, Lord! Yes, Lord. Woo. Come on. Come on, everybody shout new faith. Come on, shout it. Say new faith. Say new year. Come on, give Jesus another clap and a shout tonight if you receive it. Amen. Awesome. Awesome. Man, Esther did a great job. Who's coming up? Livette, are you coming up? We got some stuff to give away. Isn't Livette an amazing MC? Absolutely incredible. And I thought Celeste was like your clone. She's like the new Livette. Is that your plan? Are you retiring in 2016? Don't retire. We like you. Do you guys like Livette? If you're not nice to her, she'll go to Rubicon. We want her here, right? At Jackson Square? Come on. Jackson Square. No, it's okay. They can't hear you. Okay. Livette's going to tell us who the winners are tonight. Here we go.
Okay, you guys having a good time? You can take a seat. Go ahead and take a seat. It's just been such an amazing Christmas service. And we do have a couple of prize, but we have one prize left to give out to you guys. Now, last week we told everybody that today, you know, at our Christmas service, we want everybody to come in a sweater. I don't know about you guys. I put on my reddest, it's not even mine, it's my sister's reddest, most Christmassy sweater. And today we are going to give out the prize to the best sweater at Jackson Square at the Edge. Now, if you think you know some of the best sweater, or if you think you have the best sweater, I want you to shout their name out. Okay, and yes, none other than Jolene Pan. Okay, Jolene, everybody, you need to see Jolene's sweater. Come on, run up, Jolene, run up. Jolene's sweater was handmade, and it lights up, guys. Come on. You gotta tell us, how do you make your sweater? Hot glue. So you just stuck a lot of stuff on your red sweater. Are you ever gonna be able to take it out? How do you light it up? So you have a okay, so her jacket comes with like a little machine here. Oh, it's a portable charger, okay? So you don't just charge your phone, she charges her shirt. Okay, so from now on, you cannot do anything. This is like forever, it's gonna be a Christmas sweater. And forever, you're going to have that portable charger with it. Congratulations! You have won yourself a Starbucks gift card. So you can go to Starbucks, get all the Christmas drinks you can get. Can we give Jolene a big round of applause? Nice sweater. And before we end, we're going to do something that we love. We're going to hand it back over to David for more caroling.
All right, one last song. Come on, can we stand to your feet this evening? Gonna sing Joy to the World.